lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. It seems that everything expires. Everything except God. But even God chose to expire, to die, in order that we might have eternal life. Earthly things spoil. Food gets moldy. Our bodies age and wither and die. We get diseases and we die. We are corruptible, perishable, and mortal. Paul here speaks of us putting on and dressing with incorruption and immortality. That's how humans were created to be. We were created not to die. Death was the punishment God placed on us because of sin. "In the day that you eat of the tree, you shall surely die," God had said. That changed everything. Now our work became toil. Our life has sorrows and sadness. But that all changed again when Christ rose again from the dead on that first Easter morning. Christ is incorruptible. He cannot be corrupted. The psalmist says, "You did not let your Holy One see corruption." Christ is immortal. He cannot die. And yet he did die in our place. He became man for us, so that he could die willingly and powerfully as the substitute for all of our sins. By his death, he destroyed death. That is what we celebrate at Easter. Christ is risen. His immortality is now ours. Yes, we will face physical death, but we will rise to life again. We will not suffer eternal death because Christ has won the victory. Death stings, but it has lost its sting. Death is part of our earthly experience, but as believers, it's not something we have to be afraid of, not something we have to fear. Believers have known this since the very first promise was given at the beginning. Even David says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Death has a sting. It hurts when our loved ones die. But the sting does not last. It does not have an eternal effect. We do not sorrow as others who have no hope. We know that Christ rose again and that he will raise us from the dead. He has removed the sin that brought death and sorrow and toil and pain. The believer can say with St. Paul, "Death has been swallowed up in victory." Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? And Jesus himself has promised, "Because I live, you shall live also." This is the faith of all believers of all time. Even for Job, who lived centuries before Jesus, he made this powerful confession of faith that is also ours. "I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand upon the earth. And in my flesh I shall see God. My eyes shall see him." Jesus is that promised Redeemer, Messiah, and Anointed One. For Job, for David, for Isaiah, for St. Paul, and for us. He is the one who conquers death by taking up his life again, taking back his life that he lived for us. He showed this again and again, that he was alive. He appeared to Mary Magdalene at the tomb, to two disciples on the road to Emmaus, to the 11 in the upper room on that Easter evening, and to Thomas 1 week later. He appeared to more than 500 people at one time, Paul says in this very same chapter, after he had risen from the dead. This was no joke, no hoax, no ploy to create a new religion and gather followers. This is the truth as God had prophesied and spoken it for centuries through his prophets. It is the one true faith given to Adam and Eve, proclaimed by Noah and Moses and David and Isaiah and all who spoke the true word of God from time immemorial. When Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son Isaac, Hebrews tells us, Abraham believed that God was able to raise him up again, even from the dead. God told Moses that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who were long dead, but God is the God of the living. When David's son died, he said, he will not return to me, but I will go to him, confessing his belief in eternal life. When Lazarus died, his sister Martha said to Jesus, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. But Jesus then showed his power over death by raising Lazarus, also by raising Jairus' daughter and the young man of Nain. Those powerful miracles proclaim that Jesus is Lord over death. He is the Lord of life. This faith is also ours. Jesus rising from the dead is the central event in Christian faith. If Christ is not risen, we are still in our sins. But Christ is risen and has become the first fruits of those that sleep. He is our entrance into eternal life. Paul concludes here and says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Because Christ is risen, we have every reason to go about our life and our work with joy and commitment. What we do here on earth even helps our neighbor and proclaims our trust in God, our trust that we will rise again, that life is worth living for now and for eternity. This is our light shining in the world so that our neighbor sees our good works and glorifies our God in heaven. Easter is the most joyful time, the highest festival of the Christian year. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Your life has been redeemed by God. Your sins are forgiven. You will have eternal life. Let us remember this each day when we wake up in the morning. Each day we rise to new life and new opportunities to show our thankfulness to God. God be with you and bless you this Easter victory and Easter joy. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.